Chapter 4, The Great Achievement. Realization of reality is an imminent act of the self. Finding oneself as reality is the great achievement. Those desiring to be aware of reality should see it as it is. I am that I am. This seeing must be the very act of him who in spiritual illumination is the self itself. Only the self itself can have spiritual illumination. In our experiences in reality, as this self, we understand that we are not separate beings at all, and never have been. Life is oneness and allness in a rhythm and glory beyond expression. We must come face to face with our own being through our own illumination. Nothing short of this experience will convince one of the terrible misconception that he is an individual consciousness. Personal ego is a ghost. When one sees that God is his own perfect self, here and now, and is receptive to the absolute message, the one mind will then be his only mind, not by acquisition, but by virtue of the fact that there is no other. To travel from oneself to God is not a long journey. No further than a ray of light must go to be in contact with the sun. Often one is not ready to find himself because he still depends upon a certain teacher, book, or mass of accumulative learning. This must be left behind. What peace and rest are ours when we leave all to enter reality itself. How we love our being. To know our perfection as it is, and to live in this spiritual awareness continually, we must love our perfect self first, above all, with an all-consuming spiritual love. Only love can act without taking thought. Only love can comprehend the deep things of God. Only love can live the life of the eternal. Reality goes on by itself. Reality is not the fruition of anyone's thinking. Make no personal effort to do or to create anything. Personal mind and personal thinking cannot appear when we cease to be identified with them. No discordant condition can continue. Intellect or mind is merely an instrument of a finite personality. The illumined know it for what it is. Whence cometh the personal I? Seek it out, and it cannot be found. When one uses truth as a mental practice, instead of experiencing truth as a living reality, he denies his own selfhood. The way to eradicate personal thinking is to function as the perfect I. This I is spontaneously shining as perfect being, God, the all-pure, the One. Have ye your heart yet hardened? With heart alone we see God. All other ways must be abandoned. This very thing makes the absolute so difficult for the multitudes to comprehend. They are strangers to their own hearts. Intellect is ever with them. But when the word heart or soul is mentioned, it is like the abstract or unknown. No wonder Jesus had so little to say to the learned Nicodemus, the few dynamic words, "Ye must be born again." How authoritative and revolutionary. He meant, leave the way of mind, the finite, for the way of the heart, the infinite. If it were not so, I would have told you. Divine mind does not need to be educated or spiritualized. Divine body does not need to be healed. One's only need is spiritual realization, realization that God is his complete being now. This is the great achievement. Quote, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan, mind, cast out Satan, thoughts of mind, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? He that is not with me, the real and the divine, is against me. End quote. Quote, the earth, finite consciousness, shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage, and the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it. And it, finite consciousness, shall fall and not rise again. End quote. These words have an especially deep meaning now. When one is willing to depart from the sense of otherness, to be the one alone, then, on the instant, he is present with the highest. He has come direct from the heart. He feels the presence, hears the voice, or in some other spiritual way, learns the answers to his questions. At last he understands that God's demands are simple, but they are to be obeyed. Perception lights the way, and awareness follows. Give up all quests. Find yourself to be God alone.